Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's talk to B-Mac, Brian McFadden, CBS Sports NFL analyst, two-time Super Bowl champion. B, do the Falcons have to make a coaching/GM change?
That's how you're going to start this Good Friday. Yeah. Like, wow. Wow. To be determined, I think there's still a lot of football left to be played. We're in the month of November. We still have a full month left in December. So I think that's to be determined. But right now it's not looking good. Mm-hmm. It's not looking good at all. In two outings against Carolina, you allowed 30-plus points. You've been swept by the Carolina Panthers. I think that's the first time the Panthers have swept the Falcons in a long, long time. And now you got another, you know, team that's kind of been trying to figure things out coming down on the schedule, New Orleans Saints in the Division Four. So I think, man, if it doesn't get better, you got to strongly consider that. No question.
Right. We got the bad news on Michael Penix Jr. That's the thing, B. You've seen it around the league. All of a sudden, now you're Justin Fields or you're Mitchell Trubisky. It can go one of two ways. And if there's a new regime, they might not feel so warm and fuzzy about him in the first place.
Yeah, the thing is, though, patience, I think, will be exercised with Penix. You know, this is basically his first year really playing football. You know, he only started the last four ball games. I felt like they kind of have done Michael Penix a disservice, in my opinion. And the reason why I say it is because you look at a year ago, right? He didn't play a lot in the preseason his rookie year.
Exactly.
Didn't make any sense at all. I don't understand that. No lie, that didn't make any sense. And then this year, he didn't play at all in the preseason again. So when you talk about a young quarterback who's trying to figure things out, reps are very, very important. They're vital to the growth for him. And we didn't see that in the offseason. Like,
right,
all these inter-squad scrimmages, they're not the same as playing in a stadium with live referees, with people watching, people recording. It's not the same. And then you look at the offense, it's so generic, it's so bland. Everything is pistol-related. Everything is pistol-related. Name me one quarterback in the National Football League that's a part of a really successful offense that's always in the pistol, always in the shotgun. You look at some of the high-level quarterbacks in the National Football League, they're lining up under center. It helps the entire offense out. I just feel like what I'm seeing offensively from Atlanta in terms of how they've handled Penix, in terms of the scheme, it's not resonating at all.
I know that they came from the Rams, just real quick, B, and we've talked about, you know, Matthew Stafford, but Matthew Stafford is still under center. And it's just one of those things where I just felt like you had to break Michael Penix of the habit, or were they concerned about the health, and that's why he wasn't doing that? I don't know. We'll find out someday.
I'm going to tell you this much. As a former defender, right, when I played with the Steelers defensively, we love when quarterbacks would always line up in shotgun or a form of a pistol. And the reason why is because it limits play action. It limits the play action. Now you become more predictable. And the running game is not as impactful as it is when you're under center. Because when you're in that zone read to what that zone play action to what the Rams run, where Matthew Stafford turns his back, he shows the football, you got to honor that as a defender. You got to honor that on all three levels. For the pistol, it really makes your offense predictable. And Bijan Robinson can be much better. Look at what Christian McCaffrey is a part of in San Francisco. Just listen to what I'm saying. Christian McCaffrey,
right.
Play action, under center type offense, along with shotgun. You look at what Matthew Stafford is a part of. Heck, Jonathan Taylor. You just saw Jonathan Taylor in person a few weeks ago, Falcon fans. Like, it just, me personally, it's just a pet peeve of mine.
Right.
I don't know at all. I'm just talking about what I think could be better. That is too generic and too bland.
Real quick, just to get the numbers right, the Rams ran the pistol 17.5% of their snaps, Carl, last year.
Wow.
So they're using it, but not as much as we have.
No doubt. B, tell us what's going on with this Eagles locker room, man. Are guys tired of talking about A.J. Brown?
Remember what I said? What was it last week? A.J. Brown won't be a part of the Philadelphia Eagles in 2026. I haven't heard anything. I'm not an insider. I'm just giving you my personal opinion because of things like this. The frustration. They're 9-2, and there's nothing but frustrating quotes coming from their locker room. And is A.J. Brown wrong for how he's handling this situation? I don't think he's wrong, but I think what we're seeing now, there's such a disconnect between him and the star quarterback that he is being more vocal. I don't think they have the relationship that we all thought they had. Once upon a time, they were best friends, and I would still think they're still best friends, but it seems like they're not best friends on the football field. Because, Carl, Mike, if you got an issue with Carl,
right,
or how Carl is doing something, I would think because of our relationship, you would talk to him in person, have some lunch, have a few drinks, and kind of figure out what's going on. That's what usually homeboys do.
Right.
But with AJ, he's like, man, enough is enough. I got to speak out on this. So I think there's a disconnect, and because of that, yes, they're going to win ball games. Will they be able to compete for a championship if this relationship is not better? Who knows? But I can tell you this much, enough is enough. I think AJ Brown will be playing elsewhere in 2026. Mm.
And to answer the question, Carl and I joke around. I think our longest argument lasted a commercial break in 11 years.
It's true.
It's why he puts up with me, bro. Hey, man, it's our man, Brian McFadden. Speaking of wide receivers and becoming divas, or in this case, Keon Coleman not handling his business, getting sideways with Sean McDermott. So he's not on the field last night. Bills lose, and one less target for Josh Allen. And all of a sudden, Buffalo's leaking, man.
It wouldn't have mattered. They could have had Keon Coleman, Eric Moles, Roscoe Parrish, whoever, Lee Evans, whatever old Buffalo Bills wide receiver you want to bring back, it wouldn't have mattered. Because that pass rush for Houston, they were hunting last night. So whatever wide receiver you would like to implement, Don Beebe, it wouldn't have mattered. They don't protect.
Don Beebe.
They can't. Yes, Don Beebe. Shouts out to Don Beebe, by the way. Great, great player for the Bills. But, yeah, it wouldn't have mattered, man. I mean, they just was – they were – They could not handle that pressure from the Houston Texans. And the thing about this is that Houston has been doing this the entire season. They've been carrying their team. Their offense has been stagnant. Their offense hasn't been good. It's because of their defense that they've been staying afloat. So Josh Allen was literally seeing ghosts last night. He was literally seeing ghosts. But they got to find a way to get things going. I think, me personally, guys, when your pass rush, I mean, when your offensive line is struggling, the best way to kind of slow down the pass rush is run the football. Run the football. How is it possible that your running back had 75 yards in the first quarter?
Right.
And you take the football out of his hand.
Yeah. Right. I'm not a fan of Joe Brady,
man. That
doesn't
make any sense.
No. Joe Brady's hurting his brand.
I agree.
Yes.
And B, I agree with you on this because the way they were getting after Josh, man, they didn't do anything to counteract that. We're talking about Brian McFadden. Tell me about these Steelers, man. Is that injury to Aaron Rodgers more serious than they're leading on?
It's not as serious as once was believed. I think he is going to play. He's questionable right now. Now, it's about, you know, it's his non-throwing wrist, but being able to protect it in the line of fire. That it's not worse. You know, that's something that he's going to have to figure out. But this is a big game for Pittsburgh. This is a big game for Chicago. Chicago has been playing under the radar really, really good football. You know what I mean? And Pittsburgh, they're trying to keep heat off of them within their division with the Baltimore Ravens, who has the New York Jets. And one would think Baltimore will probably win that ball game. So if you're Pittsburgh, you know, if this injury is something that Aaron cannot make worse, you got to go out there and you got to let him play football. You know, he gives them the best chance to win. And if he's not able to be at his best, then, you know, Mason got to step in. But this is a major, major game for the Pittsburgh Steelers because at once upon a time, guys, you know, they had a lock hold on the division, the AFC North. And because of some mishaps in Baltimore kind of finding their strides, I mean, Baltimore was right there in the rearview.
All right, just to bring it back to the Falcons, give me a percentage, man. You think Kirk Cousins can summon up some magic?
I hope with Kirk Cousins having a full week to prepare that he could be more acclimated to be able to provide some magic. Because you know them Saints, man, they're licking their chops, man. They don't care nothing about the issues that the Atlanta Falcons are going through. They applaud the problems of the Atlanta Falcons. And their fan base will love nothing more to kick more dirt on that body right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So if you're Kirk Cousins, man, wasn't this the game a year ago where
you
got injured?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay. It's time to get your lick back. You know what I mean? It's time to get your lick back. It's going to be a tall task because that game is in New Orleans, right?
Yep.
It is.
Yo, you already know. They're going to be rocking. that dome going to be upside down. And if you're Raheem, man, every game matters right now because the first question you asked me about who will be a part of this staff moving forward. Man, as we see in the National Football League, boy, certain coaches, they got a short leash, especially if you don't see any.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Any positivity happening with the brand, I mean, they got to find a way to win this ballgame. With all the injuries, Atlanta still has more talent than the New Orleans Saints. But as we've seen over the last few weeks, that said talent hasn't been putting forth the effort that's needed to be put forth.
Right.
Did you just say got to find a way? B-Mac, we got to run, man. Appreciate you as always. Have a great weekend, brother, and thank you for stopping by.
Always.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.